More than a quarter of the U.S. Senate introduces a new bill to impose fresh sanctions on Iran. The bill is sponsored by 13 Democrats and 13 Republicans. They say the sanctions will be slapped against Iran if the country breaches the terms of last month's Geneva deal. The draft also forces the U.S. administration to support Israel militarily, diplomatically, and economically in case Tel Aviv decides to launch an attack against Iran's nuclear energy program. Congress has recently tripled the U.S. government's requested aid for Israel. Meanwhile, the White House has highlighted the use of diplomacy as a suitable approach for resolving Iran's nuclear issue.
And what we believe could be damaging and disruptive to the diplomatic effort here are new sanctions. We don't believe it will be enacted. We certainly know it's not necessary. If it were to pass, the president would veto it.
Carney says Washington wants to give diplomacy a chance, and attempts by Congress to pass sanctions against Iran undermine diplomacy. Meanwhile, 10 Democratic senators have written a letter opposing the new bipartisan Iran sanctions bill. Iran has frequently said it will retreat from the Geneva deal if any new sanctions are imposed against it. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined with Mr. Mike Gravel, who is a former U.S. senator and presidential candidate, and he's joining us now on the line from San Francisco. Senator Gravel, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, maybe you can explain to us what exactly this game is that is being played out. Would it be right to say that this is a game of good cop, bad cop that is being played between the White House and Congress and Senate?
No, not at all. That's not what it is. What it is, it's Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, exercising his power in the Senate versus the power of Obama. Obama would like to have a clear field to pursue a diplomatic approach. He's been late in coming to this conclusion, and he's actually abetted the Israelis' interest in the past. But keep in mind, it was Israel that incited the United States to invade Iraq, costing us $1 trillion and more than 4,000 casualties. It was Israel and Saudi Arabia that have instituted the war in Syria. And now it's Israel pushing as hard as it can, with support from Saudi Arabia, to get the United States involved with a war in Iran. Iran is doing nothing illegally. These sanctions are illegal, but Iran has had the good sense to elect a person who is trying to bring about a diplomatic solution. That is the preferred approach, but unfortunately, with the power of the Jewish lobby in Washington that controls the Congress. Now, let me repeat, they control the Congress and has brought about two recent wars. And so now what we see is an effort to sabotage. That's what this is. It's not a good cop, bad cop. It's to sabotage the diplomatic efforts being made by the Obama administration.
But Senator Gravel, this certainly does make the message coming out of Washington a bit confusing for the likes of Iran, though.
Oh, there's no question that makes it's confusing. But that's, of course, but if you understand the effect and control of the Jewish lobby, the Israeli lobby on the Congress, it becomes very clear. But if you don't accept and understand that level of power, our foreign policy in the Middle East is dictated by Israel. No question about that at all. And now what you see is 13 Republicans and 13 Democrats, probably most of them running for re-election and need the money, are sponsoring this very, very unhelpful piece of legislation. And you see 10 committee chairmen, Carl Levin and others, saying that, please, don't introduce this. Now, this can't be voted on until next January. And so I hope that clearer minds will prevail. But what is afoot here should be clearly understood. Unless the Iranians understand the ridiculous nature of American politics in this regard, it could make some false moves. And so I'm hopeful that the Iranian leadership will persist in a diplomatic solution, which I think can be arrived at. And of course, if not, that's not the case, Israel pursuing the ability to attack Iran could trigger a third world war, a nuclear war at that.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Senator Mike Revol speaking to us live on the line from San Francisco.